Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're down to the finalists, and today you can start voting for the plumpest pup. We are looking for the pup that has a little extra love on them and celebrating just how cute they are.
And they could win themselves a gift card. You know what that means? More treats.
So they came out with GLP-1 for dogs, Ozempic for dogs. And we thought, okay, that's fine if you want your dog to be healthy, but we still don't want to fat shame any puppies, and we wanted to meet yours. So you've been nominating them at annaandraven.com. One of our finalists. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Good. Karen, what's your dog's name?
Well, we call her Stew, but it's actually Studebaker.
Oh.
Studebaker.
Is a boy or a girl?
Studebaker used to be a car that was made out of old school steel in America. A massive vehicle, Anna. Very popular for a hot minute, and then it flamed out right after that.
Okay.
Unique name. How'd she end up with it?
Well, when we first rescued her, her name was Metallica.
Okay.
And how do you stand in the middle of the yard and go, Metallica? Mm-hmm. You can't.
Does seem odd. Right.
So it's easier for us to call her Stu.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. So tell us about Stu.
Stu is about 10 years old. She is a purebred basset. She is very aged, if you looked at her face, because she had a very hard life. When we rescued her, they told us that she had 19 litters,
which is
a very lot for any dog.
Yeah.
She already had a tummy tuck, so she's all good now. just the most lovable, cuddable dog you'd ever want, even though she's huge.
She's definitely huge, but she's huge in the cutest way. Yeah. And when you have 19 litters, like, you could eat whatever you want, whenever you want, if you ask me.
I'm right there with you. She weighs close to 90 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big dog, especially for a basset.
And we actually have one of her daughters.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to ask because, you know, when they've had that many litters, right, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're coming to kind of the end of that journey. You're finding them after. I think a lot of people don't think about it. They recognize each other for their entire lives. The scent, the pheromones, it's all there. And I think it makes a big difference.
Yes, I agree. And the two of them, they play rough together. There's also a third dog that we have, a Chiweenie. And she just thinks she's like, you know, the Chihuahua with the armor on. She actually puts Stew in her place.
Multiple dogs in the house. A lot of times the tiny dog is the one that's kind of running the house.
That she is. So Stewie is just very docile. She escapes many times from our fence, meet whoever's in the road, and rolls on her back and just wants belly rub.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How does she escape? She's 90 pounds. It's not like she can go under the fence.
Big holes. Big holes.
She actually pushes the fence out so she and her daughter can get out.
That's a committed mama right there.
Got power.
Yep. Don't mess with mama bear.
You got that right.
What's Stu's absolute favorite snack? She loves it. Like if she did a good deed that day, that this is what she's going to get for dessert.
Anything.
Yeah.
She eats anything. If you're peeling vegetables and you drop it on the floor, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
On your coattails, like nothing. Dinner time for the dog. She will sit in the kitchen, and if the other dogs walk in the kitchen, she growls at them.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a cat once that loved pizza, so that was his big reward. If you got a supreme pizza and gave that to the cat, he just loved it there. My dog's the same way, though. He'll eat absolutely anything, including lint. So if there's something on the floor and you're like worried about the dog eating it, that's the thing you need to pick up before you worry about the food.
Exactly. Any trash can, if it's at her height, she's in it.
Oh, okay. One of those.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, Karen, congratulations on Studebaker officially making it to the finals. And if you'll be the big winner, you'll hear from us tomorrow morning.
And how great of you. 19 litters. Good for you to take that dog.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. And I wish you luck.
Voting starts today. You could go to our Instagram or Facebook page at Anna and Raven and pick who you think should win Plumpest Pup.